The Air Force is set to release a report by May 31st on relocating the F-16 squadron from Eielson Air Force Base to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the state's congressional delegation is working hard to block the move.
Both Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich have met with Air Force Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz this week, and neither seems to think the meetings were particularly encouraging. Murkowski says Schwartz recognizes Eielson's continued role in defending the West and North, but the report will likely advocate the move anyway. Begich's meeting with Schwartz left the senator questioning the Air Force's math and logic. He says Schwartz insists Anchorage can absorb the swell in population, even though, Begich contends, there's only a 2% vacancy rate. And that, to Begich, shows a pattern of the Pentagon's miscalculations.
If you look at the last BRAC they did, the savings and costs, the Pentagon was totally off on these before. They overestimated the savings and they underestimated the costs.
Eielson Air Force Base survived the Base Realignment and Closure Commission, or BRAC, in 2005. It's slated for a downsizing now, and the two senators have promoted legislation to block any move. Begich has also placed a hold on a key Air Force appointee until the report comes out. The Air Force aims to move the Aggressor Squadron and about half of Eielson's employees to J-Bear, and when it does, the Air Force expects to save more than $30 million over 5 years. Even if the Air Force moves forward with the plan, Begich says there's no way a BRAC could happen. That would have to pass Congress, and even most budget hawks won't vote to close a base in their home district. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.